Good morning, New Eden. Today is January 7th, 2024. We're a whole new year, boys and girls. And this is the Federation Frontline Report. We are tuning in today to talk about a lot of the stuff that's been going on over the holidays since we've been gone. The recent warfare actions that have, systems that have been taken and retaken, and gone back over. We're just gonna talk in general about a lot of the craziness that's been kind of going on here. But before we jump really into that, one thing I thought would maybe be, and I just had this thought, so I haven't even checked this with you guys, but tell me, how has the holidays been treating you guys? Because I don't think
Who are our guys? Who are these guys? I don't know them.
Who's that?
The two guys you're on the show with.
I don't know who you are. Oh, no, I don't know who you are either. So, sorry. The two people that are with me today, my co-hosts, are Samson, who, is one of the coolest dudes in the world. How's it going, Samson?
I wasn't fishing for compliments, Frozen. Good morning, New Eden. How y'all doing? It's good to be back.
You can tell that it's been a while since we've been on. I'm totally not in my podcasting mode. So, and we also have Nightflyer, who rocks it out in space, kicks ass, and takes names. How's things going for you, Nightflyer?
I'm doing really good. Welcome everybody to the show. And to answer your question, it was a really good holiday season. My son came in. My oldest boy is a firefighter out in Colorado, so he came in back home to Chicago. And got to spend the holidays with him. So that was great. And then New Year's Eve, I got COVID. So, yeah, so I spent the evening home and then the next 2 days laying on the couch. So, but it was relaxing. I don't know. I had a good time. I got a lot of little gifts. I don't know if you can see over my shoulder here. Plasma ball. I've always wanted a plasma ball, and wife actually got me a decent one. It's a 7-inch glass, so
nice.
So really enjoying it.
What about you, Samson? You have any craziness that happened over the holidays?
No, not really. Just trying to get my shit together, in game and out of game.
Yeah,
it is after you spend the holidays getting your shit out of being together. So you gotta get back in afterwards, as much killing as possible in Eve that I could do during that time. Some fun events though in game, like the Ganked 2023, which was Spectre. At the end of the year, they do the Happy New Year. They do a ton of it was like a 150 man fleet, and there were dreads on field, and things were just getting blown up like all over the place. I think that was probably the most fun that I've had in a Spectre fleet in a while, because I haven't been doing them much either. But you get back to that. But
the holidays were rough. I mean, we're busy. I didn't get to spend a lot of time in game. I don't think the three of us flew together at all for the last like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's been rough.
Yeah. I got hit by like something after the holidays, after the New Year's, that kind of hit me, that took me out for a couple of days. That was kind of shitty, but luckily like the rest of like the holidays have been actually really chill for me. So I just was able to I didn't have to go anywhere. We didn't do anything for the holidays really. It was kind of nice just to have a relaxing holiday year, where normally I've got like lots of family events and lots of stuff going on, where this year we're like, we just want to relax and stay in. So we're gonna do that. We've done enough crazy travel this year, so we wanted the end of our year to be chill. Eve has been kind of crazy. I guess we should start off by just saying that, there's was a big event that kind of happened over the holidays. There was a gift given to the network in the form of progressive missiles and many, many gunfires to shoot down all of the structures. And, you know, there's a group of outlaws out there who like blowing stuff up. So you got to be careful in low sec when you have a lot of structure. Make sure that you have the ability to, you know, defend it and or willing to pay the price for having it up. So
yeah, make now sure I know to whore on it when it gets blown up.
And none of us want to mention Snuff by name, but
fuck Snuff.
You know, if you wanted to. So I just and again, the reasons why, I mean, Snuff's just being Snuff. You know, there may be more that comes out on it, but I know there are some rumors and stuff. Some people are I don't know where this thing where Ghosty pissed off Snuff, and because he was stationed at, you know, some of you know, our Satoyos, they the Snuff took it out on the network, and that is factually not true. So
yeah, that was a weird.
Snuff likes him. I can't go that way. They may dislike him. Again, that had nothing to do with this. So
I think that's actually one of their official statements. Is what I kind of saw on Reddit was like they're kind of like it, but you know that that's just like something they're throwing out there is like, let's just have, you know, a fun role playing reason why we're doing this other than the whatever reason that they specifically add. I mean, the one that, you know, probably, you know, is most likely is that somebody was paying somebody at some point, you know, somewhere, and
then stopped paying somebody.
Yeah, but there's other, you know, who knows who, you know, what possibilities else are out there. But
either way, but fuck Snuff, and it's, you know, it's content,
I guess. It would have been nice had they tried to push content, but like the HQ Satoyo in Hadeles, which was a free port, so it was used for a lot of commerce by all sides. When they took that out, they used 31 Titans plus support,
right? And over a holiday weekend, you know,
over the holiday weekend. So there was no way anybody in LoSec could field that. I'm trying to think, like in the network, there may be 5 Titans. I don't have one. I'm assuming Alec has one. I know a couple of other people do, but and again, there's no way to defend that. And Frat's not going to come down here and do it. And it's not going to come down here and do it. Like, so
not on a holiday weekend for sure. No, you know, that's the thing. If it wasn't on a holiday weekend, there might have been possibilities. Like that there could be some action that, you know, if you forecast it out there and nobody's doing anything, you know, they're like, all right, let's just all pile down here for a day and see what cool shit we can blow up. Like, that's the danger of, you know, fielding anything really juicy. Snuff is able to because we've had fights over like space pants and stuff like that with them where, you know,
where they allowed it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got multiple of their dreads blown up, and, you know, there was a lot of fighting that happened between Frat and Snuff. The thing is that they are part of the Imperium now, so there isn't going to be, like, the Imperium coming to third-party in on this, and besides coming in on the side of Snuff. So they even have more projection of power down here, because, and so I think that that's something that it is what it is, you know. It just, they just gotta live life in LoSec, and they don't control all of LoSec, so, but we have unfortunately live on the doorstep of Snuff with faction warfare, and we have to deal with that. So but yeah, other stuff that has happened just recently is there was over the weekend and throughout the last few weeks here, there's been a lot of fighting going on over Hadeles and Indrigal, and the Galente have finally pulled back and been able to get both Hadeles and Indrigal back underneath our control. So the big, huge push is there. As well as news that sedition might be coming down as well, and helping more in the south, because we've got the north here is doing actually pretty well by them, but if from what I hear, they want to come down and do more of a pushed effort with everybody and work more closely with the pushes that are happening down south. But there is also some, you know, other news that's coming out of sedition, and I believe Nightflyer has more information on that.
Yeah, we'll just call it a kerfuffle. There are two groups that made up a percentage, Blue Canary and the Knights of Rhi. The combined, so about 80 pilots that separated from sedition just after the first of the year. And this follows Tempest Legion leaving them at the beginning of December, which was another 25-ish or so active pilots. So
that's a lot.
There's some solid numbers leaving the thing, but just having talked to some of the people, there was just some disagreements with, we'll just say command at that point. We know Young Puke has had a tendency to be a little rude with people that screw up or have difference of opinions with him, and not everybody likes that or likes that management style. So, you know, they were free to go their own way, and they did. So, so Young Puke and Sedition are going to be coming down south, and they're going to be fighting here. Have no questions that we're going to be able to, you know, work peacefully, but...
Well, I also hear, I mean, he's back on, and he's working inside of Galente Comms again, Galente Discord, the one that is...
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, lots of stuff that happened recently with the network, actually. We have lost... Hungary is no longer part of...
That is true. The Hungary Corporation left the network. Again, they are just kind of refocusing where they want to go is with faction warfare. They were tied heavily into the markets down here. So with the loss of the Satoyos, it was a financial hit to them. And so it's time to kind of rethink how they want to go that way. Again, happened on the holidays. Some of the bat phones that the network and Ornery have were able to be activated. And again, even the ones we could get going couldn't field anything to counter what Snuff was bringing to the party. So, that's just a reality of real life interfering with gaming life. And, you know, it's bad timing for all. Quite honestly, even if it weren't the holidays, I think we would have had a difficult time putting a resistance up against what they were bringing. But... at least it could have been some content, some entertaining, and may have been something where they weren't feeling so alone, maybe. So, but we wish them the best of luck. We know, and again, we separate without any hard feelings.
No, yeah, but they do run a lot of the stuff for Galenil Comms, which is kind of interesting. So, we'll see how things go. I mean, I don't think that there's any threat or any problems right now with Galenil Comms, from my understanding. That's not going away, and the infrastructure and everything kind of behind that. But there is a big, strong infrastructure that's, you know, being held up a lot by, Shawnee and Hungary. And I hope that we'll see that continue to a certain degree and see how that goes. So yeah, lots of turmoil, lots of craziness kind of happening over the weekend.
Lots of drama.
Yeah, lots of drama. Yeah, we're still just going to live out in Yvangir. And this is one of the reasons why I don't like living out of player-owned stations. I get that there's bonuses and stuff like that. It just is a hassle to have to deal with...
Yeah, going a week without being able to get into your ships.
Yeah, there's kind of the pain. Asset safety, you got to pay for it and stuff. And so if you put a lot of, like, if my base of operations where I have most of my stuff gets blown up, that could be a lot of fucking money if I have, so always living out of an NPC station is, like, one of my things in EVE, which is interesting because I don't really think I'll ever go back to 0.0 life. I might have, like a thing out in 0.0 that I have some stuff out there, but I think I'll always have, like, my home base in EVE gear.
Yeah, I lost, just back because I was just thinking about it too. So I had a clone and a Tengu that I used for doing ratting back in the day out in the Great Wildlands, and that was in an NPC station it was in a player owned station. It was the only one in the region that had a clone bay, so that's why it was there. And I thought about, hey, I should jump out there now that it's the Winter Nexus, hop in it, jump in my clone, and then I could just use the high sec filaments or whatever to get back into the area, or even low sec. That would have been cool. And had thought about it, didn't do it, and then in the midst of all this turmoil, and then that station too got blown up. So now that's the sad part too. So the closest NPC station is something like 22 jumps out, so my Tango was getting, like, thrown out that way, and it's down in Ketch now. So I have to wait like a month before I can claim it because I can't go there. And I lost that clone. So, I mean, it wasn't a great clone, but it was still a clone.
Yeah, that's the big one too, is if you've got really important clones, like, don't stash them for if you know you're going to be gone from any period of time.
Goshen says, don't go to Ketch right now.
Don't go to Ketch right now. Is there something going on in Ketch right now?
Well, my guess is everything that's got asset forfeiture is getting dumped there, and so it's getting camped to hell. So at least if I was living in Ketch, that's what I would be doing. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Not my
PH and Goons are fighting right now. And Frat. Oh, wow. So it's even more of an insanity that's happening down in Ketch. I know that there was are you aware of the Southwest Agreement or Southeast Agreement that was being assigned by all the, like, the NullSec powers that smaller alliances could move in and try and set up inside of the Southeast kind of regions, like Fey and stuff like that? That's now over with.
That was a good plan too. It was like a year ago or so. The big blocks kind of came together and said, "Hey, let's just evacuate from these little regions and see if small corps can build into bigger corps. So then we're not just a two-party system. It's not, pandemic against goons. Like, there's other people that
we were can they fight getting with. Tired of the blue donut?
Yeah.
Well, it's it's a one-on-one battle. There's nobody in between. So they're trying to get people to see if they can build up and get in between. And, I don't know what the effects of that was. I know that some groups did grow while they were out there. That agreement's kind of done now. And people are like, I think we're going to start taking over the space, whether it's for renting or harvesting or whatever. I mean, in all fairness, it's not typically the greatest region of space. That's not the moons and stuff people are looking for, or the ratting systems that people are looking for. But so that's going to be interesting to see what kind of war conflict comes out there. I just hope it's not like a snuff situation where you got these guys just steamrolling systems and nobody can really step in their way.
And that sounds like what it's probably going to be, from my understanding, is that there's, like, it's basically after February 15th, it's like, get out, or, whoever really wants the stuff is going to come in and start taking the stuff and just blowing everybody out of the water. And basically what happened to us in LoSec is going to happen to somebody that's, stuck around. Only they've got a much bigger and much better timeline given to them than what we have. So,
yeah, like I said, I spent some time out in the Great Wildlands, that section of space, and just kind of like wormholes. I did that for a little bit. Just not a fan. You know, I guess if you're part of a group that has the infrastructure to, you know, get your supplies in and out, then that might be different. I didn't have that, and it was just kind of difficult. I felt like I spent all my time planning ahead of how, you know, how do I get the bullets to the ships? You know, so I can actually play the game. And it just wasn't fun to me. So, and that's when I rolled over. And after meeting you, like, hey, come do Faction Warfare. And yeah, now I said, we just kind of love it. I can jump in the game at any time and get involved and play. And so I'm only a jump away from getting the next thing I need.
Yeah, it's really important to have your, like, own personal network of alts so that you can, and you know, corp mates and stuff that can, you know, help you manufacture a ship or things like that. Because if you can't, I think that's what pisses me off the most is when I run out of ships. And I'm never going to run out of ships. I have so many, but like of a specific ship that I'm currently flying, you know what I mean? Like I get pissed when I'm like, fuck, I gotta go ship 5 more of those G units in. God damn it. So it's like, it's nice to have it, you know, taken care of. Oh, I'm getting low on G units. I need to put in an order for a few more, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I see the advantage of wormholes. You know, the loot is good.
Wormholes are fun.
The ratting is good. And it can be fun.
I'm too lazy, you know, like you said, though. Like, even when it comes to having that structure, I just am like, I'm just, you know, I just want to chill out, undock from my station, and go shoot some stuff. And
Wormhole eviction contracts. Those are fun.
Doing like a vacation or just jumping into and checking out a wormhole. Well, I don't want to live in a wormhole.
What I lost to my Vargr in that wormhole fight, I immediately got a message from the Russian Terminator, and he's like, "You fly in wormholes now?" Somebody's watching my kill board.
That's funny.
Yeah, I agree. I'll visit, but I don't want to live there. So it's just
same. I like Thera is amazing for travel. And I've been on fleets where, you know, FCs have a specific like route that they're taking through wormholes, and it's really nice because you can just be into a spot in Null or something, or in low sec, and then you can just fuck off. Or you can hide bombers on one side. But yeah, I don't live in wormholes. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someday my game style will change or my opinion will change. But I don't know. I'm just really into Faction Warfare now. I'm enjoying it. I enjoy the contract work, but Faction Warfare is a great filler between.
Yeah, exactly. You can do both or other things, more things. That's why I like Faction Warfare. It's not that whole arse commitment, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to whole ass it. You can half ass it and do other stuff too.
Yep.
Yeah, but I do feel like I have
deck,
two mains,
you know,
now,
is always nice. So.
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah, having two mains. That's interesting. That's never tried.
Well, we got
that.
The end of the we got the end of the year reviews and realized I piloted Mango as much as I had Nightflyer this year. And
oh wow.
Not Nightflyer had more kills and stuff, but you put those two together. But I think it's about 500 hours each with those. So it's you know, Eve is my second job.
Yeah, as don't say
yeah,
we all.
We read our numbers. We didn't read our numbers on this, did we? But we were reading them in. We were reading them in on Discord. Like, everybody was sharing all their numbers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what. I'd have to go look right up.
It was a lot. A lot of hours. It was too many hours, I think.
Yeah, too many hours, that's for sure.
It was too many hours. But I was happy with Gwen's results.
This is my puppy, Harley, my little horse. I think she wants me to take her outside. Don't you?
But yeah, I think they did something like that at FanFest, And then they did it like again at the end of the year, but more focused and more detailed. You know, like remember you could get your stats at.
Oh yeah, at FanFest it was.
Yeah.
That was a really cool thing. It was similar. They're using the same kind of API, but they didn't give you the cool story, you know, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the story was neat.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a fun little story thing that they did. So
did you prefer the printout with a little more detail this year, or did you like the movie thing they've done the last like 2 years?
I think it was only 1 year that they did that. Maybe
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, it was the
that
year before, I think.
And it was like 2 or 3 years ago that they did the movie, because I remember as soon as they did the movie, that was super cool, and then everybody expected that. And I would say that at this time, the coolest way of displaying our stats was giving us a like little movie that we could share with everybody and have part of our repertoire of this is our social media. You know, the ad that you can do to social media to that is way more than somebody reading, you know, your stats off the sheet.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. But that's also way more work.
Yes.
TCP, I guess, isn't into that. So.
No, I thought this was cool. I would have, I don't know. The only thing I would want to do is find a way to kind of add all my guys together. So trying to pull up all five to go, okay, you know, how much did this guy do? How much did that one do? Where are these numbers at?
You know, I wonder
what was my overall totals? Yeah.
They should just give us access to the APIs. just store all of the data someplace so we can mess with it. CCP.
I mean, I think they do that. They
do?
Yeah, I think that's how Zekiel gets all of its stuff. And you have to get, you know, the thing is that they don't give us access to the global API of where that comes from. We have to get access to. I guess you're right that we don't have access to all the API stuff that they have.
No,
you have to get access from a person
if they have a database that has all the things in it that gets updated occasionally that's not attached to their, you know, main system. I know they have that because Zekiel exists, right? They have to have that.
Well, Zekiel exists where that only exists because players contribute to that. So if no player contributed to it through the API that we give them, then they wouldn't. They don't get an API from CCP that feeds.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming from our logged in characters.
Yes. So when we log in, we give them access.
Way more sense.
So if you don't log in and the person you killed didn't log in, that won't show up on Zekiel.
That's I've seen that happen.
Yep, so people can die and never show up on Zekiel. So there is no global API that.
Well, it's not linked to the login. It's linked to whether you've shared the token or whatever,
right.
Whether you're authenticated
currently
with him. Yeah, so like, I don't know when it like turns that off or whatever, like how like what the security thing is, but I'm pretty sure it lasts for a week or so or something like that before you log in again or something. I don't know how that works, but yeah, I mean, a long time ago when I was in Null, I did make an app for spying and collecting data and it used Zekiel and a couple of other things like Evhu and something else.
Oh yeah.
There was a really neat program. I forget what it was called, but it had like, it was like a culmination of data. I think it was called Eve Hunter, where you could like look at one person and it would tell you what ships they fly and what, you know, weapons they use and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and what systems they frequent or whatever. Like, I really liked that data. You can look at someone's Zekiel and you can see the data and you could like piece it together by going, oh, he did this and this and this. But I mean, like, this was like this a little dashboard,
right?
You know, with like a pie chart and some graphs and shit, you know. And it's stopped being supported and it went away, but that was one of my favorites. Okay, so I'm realizing now that maybe I am a nerd.
Yeah, you are a nerd.
Fuck.
That's okay. It's okay.
God damn it. Oh, man. I shoot birds in space.
Yeah, it's okay. You shoot your own kind. That's the only thing that's changed here.
Does that make me like some kind of cannibal?
No, not unless you eat them.
No. Well,
I mean... you do collect corpses, I hear.
I guess I shouldn't have said that out loud. I'm not a necromancer. I mean, I don't have a necromancer's goblet by chance. I wouldn't have one of those. So, I mean, it's not like I like death or something. That can't be it. Necronomicon?
Necronomicon. But yeah, so anything else that's been happening lately? You were talking about before, do you want to go into any more detail about the crazy battle that you were in with Spectre Fleet over the holiday?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so I completely forgot that it was happening. And it was, I was just logging in like on a Saturday, just like I got 15 minutes before I got to, you know, we got to go and I got to make, you know, dinner, for our in-laws or whatever. And, I was like, I hopped on and I was like, I'm going to get my gate camp set up. And I was fleeting myself and docking my ships, you know, as multi-boxers do, I guess. That probably sounds weird. Fleeting yourself.
Fleeting yourself.
I do fleet myself a lot. So, I was like, I should check Spectre comms really quick. And then I saw Ganked, Gate Camp, Abazon, run by Virion. So I hopped on immediately. And it's just like, in the middle of a fight, the entire... First of all, I'm not in fleet yet, but the entire overview is completely full all the way up my screen. And it goes the entire length of my screen or height. And I was like on comms and I'm hearing him go like, okay, let's put pressure on the rattlesnake again. Let's put the rattlesnake. Oh, maybe we can get that rattlesnake. Let's do this. No, switch back to the Phoenix. Switch back to the Phoenix. No. Okay. No, let's get this Drake. What is wrong with this Drake? Like that Drake died with like 100,000 fucking damage to it eventually at some point. But like I was like, I'm like X, you know, like X. There's my X. It's in fucking, you know. I didn't say anything on comms yet because Virion's giving out commands. You know, like literally, there's a 150 man fleet being commanded by Virion. So I'm not just gonna be a dick and yell in comms. So I put an X in X up. I put an X in. I think it was Spectre command in game, and then I put an X in local. And then one of my old Tama buddies, Toby D'Antonio, like messages me, hey, how's it going? So he was, I don't know what side he was on, but he was there. All I know is I'm on his Phoenix kill in Tama from like when Tama was a thing, which is a long time ago now. It's like over a year. Fuck snuff. But then I finally it's kind of calm on calm, so I go, can we get some X's, please? You know, I'm just like, and finally I get in, and then I jump in a Harbinger, I fly out there, and we're killing Drakes, we're killing Phoenix, we're killing some random Hulk, I think, something like that. And then there was Minakawas on the field, there was a Phoenix Navy on the field, there was so much shit, and I think it was after we killed a bunch of stuff, and then after I killed the first Phoenix, the regular Phoenix, we killed. The fleet did. I didn't really kill anything. I'm just plinking things with the Harbinger. I finally get caught, and they kill me, so I dock, and I hop in my Abaddon, because I'm like, there's another Phoenix Navy out there, and we got Drex, but it sounds like they're having trouble breaking things, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I might as well bring 1600 DPS. There's 150 people in my fleet. Like, it's going to be a while before somebody kills me. Like, the reason I died in the Harbinger was because by the time I broadcasted for reps, my ship was space dust. So, you know, so it was just, it was gone. But in Abaddon, I was like, I could probably survive this. But I waited because I was like, I don't really want to undock it unless we're actually fighting a Phoenix Navy. So I waited until they said, okay, all damage on the Navy, they're fighting it. And so I was like, undock, telling myself. And then I warped on field and just start shooting it and shooting everything in that. And we killed so much more after that, both faxes and the Phoenix Navy and a bunch of other shit. And I didn't even get, I got shot by gate guns like once and that was it. Like there, nothing happened because there were like probably over 100 Drex on field. Maybe not that many, but there were a lot of Drex that were being fielded by Virion and his crew. But, you know, I was like, and I actually got high damage on some of the targets because I was in the Abaddon. So I was like, yes, I think I got top damage on like one target and I was in the top few, even with the Drex, I was like second or third after a bunch of spooled Drex. So I was pretty happy about that with my Abaddon. yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was ganked. That's the season finale, the year end event that Spectre does. And to that effect, by the way, since we're both Spectre FCs, that comes from the SRP, like the SRP fund comes from, I should say that comes from the SRP fund, and then the SRP fund comes from loot that we collect on fleets.
Yeah.
And the SRP fund is, it's, if there's stuff left over, then it's used for stuff like ganked, you know. Cool events, both internal and external, mostly external, like ganked is a huge, huge one. And everybody, you know, is thanking people at the end, you know. Like, after that big finale, I docked up my ship and shit was still going on, but I was like, maybe it'll be back. And when I went to go, like, start prepping food and stuff, I came back and everybody's just on the comms, like, thanking FC, like, oh, it's over now. I was like, I missed it. There was still more. I came in, like, in the middle of it. Like, here's ganked. I came in, like, right here. And that's the amount of kills and action that I got. So, like, if you attended the full thing, you would get way more.
Yeah, no, action. There's some cool, crazy, cool events that, like, that yeah, hours of gameplay and content just, you know, smashing.
Yeah, note
into
to
you.
Self, I'm going to make sure that that's a thing that I do next year, is I'll make sure I put ganked on the calendar.
Right. Something that you schedule.
So I don't do it like after I take a dump in the morning and go, oh shit, there's supposed to be stuff going on.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we want to touch base on or talk about before wrapping things on up here?
Yeah, a couple of things. So, trying to say his name.
Ooh.
Use your letters.
Ooh. I know. I can't. Moab Deeb, thank you. So, which means what? Small mouth shape, shadow on the moon? Whatever. Anyway.
Moab Deeb.
Dude. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's also a player here at Eve. And what he did is he restructured the career flow chart that some of us are kind of familiar with. I was trying to pull it up, but there seems to be a glitch with where it's set up right now in the Google Docs, so I do apologize for that. But I think a lot of us have seen the sprawled out, you know, if you want to do this, these are kind of the other things associated with that. And so he's actually redid it, and he's also put in some other links to make it a little more interactive. So if you find something in EVE Online, you're like, oh, I want to do exploration, and it gives you different kinds of exploration you can do, and then you hit that and it'll take you to a link, or it'll take you to EVE Uni, that'll help you give more information on how do I actually do this activity in space. So
is there a button for how do I kill the explorers?
I believe there actually is, because there's going to be a whole section on how do you be a pirate in EVE, you know, how are you
we should put out our own guide for that kind of stuff.
But it's a whole like flow chart that has the 120 some different jobs in EVE that you can do once you get into the sandbox. So looking forward to seeing the final product on that, but that looks like really cool. The announcement of Anger Games 6 has been made, so there'll be 3 weekends in April. Well, they'll have a whatever it is, 7v7, I think it is, tournament. It's a player-run tournament that's supported by EVE, so I look forward to it. It's just kind of a fun activity of seeing what meta that they're going to put out there for those battles.
So, much more accessible than the Alliance tournament, so...
Then there's that. Yeah, it doesn't seem quite as snooty as the Alliance tournaments are, but I enjoy
it. It's still broadcast, though, doesn't it? I believe they do broadcasts for that on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Alliance tournament, like, is so. But this is hosted on Tranquility, right? Like the main server. Because like
the Alliance. So.
The Alliance tournament is
happens on a different server. Yes. Yeah. They port ships over, but
But that's saying like accessibility wise, like for this you could literally be sitting in a cloaked ship watching it happen.
I thought they moved it to Thunderdome.
Oh, they moved Thunderdome. That's what it's called. Okay, if they moved it to Thunderdome, then no.
Yeah, I think you have to have a pass key or something to get over to it.
Okay,
so it's really supported by CCP.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but also supported by CCP. We got some events coming up. Next weekend is the Washington DC meetup hosted by Rampage Inc. Our buddies over there, Roberto Chan and Brisk Rabal and Mrs. Brisk, put this together. And that's on the 12th through the 15th in the Washington, D.C. If you're in that area, feel free to go on rampage.com and get the information from there. April 19th through the 21st is EVE New Orleans. That is a CCP thing, so there'll probably be swag and stuff there if you're in the New Orleans area. Now, fortunately, I have to work next weekend, so I won't be in Washington, D.C. And in April, that's too close to the biggest event of the year, which is the Madison Madtown meetup, which is May 4th. So May 4th.
I already have my tickets. I bought them a few days ago.
Sweet. I'll probably going up either on Wednesday or Thursday. I got some family that's in the Madison area, but I'll be up there hanging around if anybody else wants to meet up. As time comes closer, we'll try to put together some other, hey, if you're in the area and you want to meet up type stuff. But
you guys are my only family in Madison.
Oh yeah.
So that will be a good time if you can find yourself in the Madison area, on May 4th of
May
this
the 4th
year.
Be with you.
Be with you.
That's right. So we got a lot to celebrate. So I'm still pumping that out there. But I think that's about all I got for everybody.
Awesome. I don't think I have any other news to talk about. And you got spun all the webs that you wanted to spin today, Samson.
Yeah, just fly dangerously out there, guys. And there's always content. And come join our Wednesday night fleets. Sometimes we gate camp. Sometimes we take out thrashers and blow stuff up. And we always hand ships out for that stuff, for the really cheap stuff, so we can get it blown up. And I'm looking forward to also putting out some more Abazon gate camps for Spectre. This coming month, I think I'll start putting some official ones on the board. Hope to see y'all out in space and blowing ships up with me.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this on up here. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you for coming on, Samson and Nightflyer. And everyone have a great night.
Good night, New Eden.
Good night, everybody.